Hi, everybody. It's Jim Wanzek with RE/MAX Masters Millennium, and we're here at 6020 Greenwood Plaza Boulevard in the Mount Elbert studio, and it's our continued series of Meet Our Agents. We're really excited to have this series for you guys because you really want to get to know people in our business and our industry, and Dennis is one of our wonderful agents here in the office, and I just want to say hi, Dennis. Dennis Bodwick.
That is correct.
That is an awesome name. Is that
Thank
German?
You. German-Dutch,
German,
actually.
German-Dutch. So did your relatives come through Nebraska or anything like that?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
We're originally from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Some of us migrated to Chicago, Schramsburg area.
Uh-huh.
And that's basically where we're all at.
Wow. So that's what I'd really like to start with, is kind of tell me a little bit about a history of your family, you personally, before real estate, and then we're going to kind of talk about real estate too.
Sure. Well, I was born in 1951, June 1st, so I just turned the lovely age of 70.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Well, you don't look 70, but you know what? That
it's just
age,
a number, as they say.
And it just shows how much more experience you have than others.
And so I was born in Philly. Right inside the city limits of Philly. Dad worked for Curtis Publishing Company, so I would get like the Saturday Evening Post and Jack and Jill magazine like every month growing up. I have two brothers. They're 9, 10 years older than I am.
Okay.
Mom was a housewife. Before that, she worked as a telephone operator with one of those big switchboards, plugging people in with their little things that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. That was interesting times.
Exactly. And I went to private school for 12 years. Went to Penn State University, had my degree in finance, minor in economics.
Okay.
And went into the hospitality industry right after college in Penn State University, in State College, Pennsylvania.
Sure.
And then came out here with the eye on being in real estate. And my goal was to work for RE/MAX, which is really funny, 10 years prior to me actually getting licensed. And I got licensed in 1990, worked for Betty Armbrust.
Oh, yeah, Betty, wonderful.
She taught me everything I knew. She then got me pushed into this buyer agency nonsense thing back in 1990 and said, you need to go to a seminar and find out what this is all about.
Right.
And then I met Barry Miller at the seminar and we chatted. And about 2 months after that, I joined Buyers Resource.
Well, I'll tell you, Barry has just been, you know, an icon in our industry, and he really, you know, took us out of the dark ages when it comes to buyer brokerage and agency, because, you know, in the beginning, you know, we were all secret agents, and we
Absolutely.
Always tried to put our arms around the buyers, and now we really get to do that. So that's kind of a fun change in the industry that happened over a long time, and you and Barry were instrumental in those kinds of things, and you know, it's really a blast to kind of see how the evolution of our real estate business has done from the books to technology that we have today.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I got into the franchising part of it as well.
Okay.
And, but I thought, you know, I always heard that when you get into something that you have to have a niche. I was doing buyer agency for a year or so and I realized, oh, this is my niche, I guess. Because I didn't have to explain to attorneys what the word fiduciary meant.
Well,
it was a very quick session with attorneys.
You
know?
Right.
Well, so it worked out really well.
That's interesting. But you know, going back to your so you didn't really move around a lot. Your dad, I didn't hear what your dad had done.
Well, he worked for Curtis Publishing Company in the Bindery division.
Okay.
So that was right downtown Philly, right near Independence Hall.
Okay.
So no, he just stayed there. He retired when he was about 60, 65. Dad was a big pool player. I learned to play pool from him. He was best friends with Willie Moscone. If you're in pool, you know that name.
Right.
And so I used to, in the summer times, work at the Cue and Cushion, cleaning off tables and learning what I could. And Willie come in once in a while and teach me stuff. So That was kind of fun.
That really Dutch background that really gave you the German kind of,
maybe
you know, yeah, a little bit about, okay, here's work ethic that really shows through today, because I know that you're a really hard worker. And one thing that I notice about you is how diligent, and you know, through COVID, you were very interested in making sure that we stayed ahead of the game and read a lot. So tell me a little bit about that experience.
Well, when COVID hit, I do remember I was working with a woman And she chose a different lender other than mine. And I remember specifically when he said to me, there's this virus in China and that may affect things. I go, come on, it's a virus in China. What's this going to do? You know,
yeah, exactly.
And those words came back to haunt me. Mm-hmm. And so I have a friend who, my best friend's sister, she was married to, I'll just say, the Colorado Attorney General. Mm-hmm. So, Surgeon General.
Surgeon General.
And so he would keep us posted. So when I knew when the announcements were coming up, I'd call my friends and go to the store right now and buy toilet paper and meat.
Okay.
Because we're going to need it.
You were ahead of the curve.
So I was a little ahead of the curve all the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was pretty beneficial.
It was really exciting. I mean, it was an interesting time because Eric, our developer at Home & Do, basically his wife works for the World Health Organization. So he kept me in the loop a little bit. So we both had a little bit of inside information.
Exactly.
But what an interesting 15 or 16 months that we went through.
Well, if you would have told me that I would have had the year last year in real estate, in sales, starting in May, I was like, okay, what am I going to do for the rest of the year? Mm-hmm. I can't go anywhere. What am I going to do?
Right.
And then everything just kind of took off. It was pretty amazing what had really happened.
Yeah.
You know, and even going into this year, I'm probably going to have my best year ever this year.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. So, you know, I know you work with a lot of buyers, and you don't exclusively work with buyers, but, you know, that gives you a real great perspective every day being out in the marketplace. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you deal with COVID, but yet buyers in today's environment, which we've probably never seen like before.
Well, I think the best thing that I did was keep ahead of the curve when it came to education and what was happening in the market in terms of what you needed to do to be number one. Because Dennis is typically number one when it comes to a bidding war.
Okay.
And that I was becoming number two or number five didn't sit well with me at all toward the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a couple of great classes that were open up to everybody and was very diligent about what I was doing in terms of just educating myself to then educate my buyers on, okay, guys, here's the score. This is what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do all the time now for the last couple of years, I take buyers through the purchase contract well ahead of time.
Awesome.
Like we go out once. I have a 3.5 hour program with them over the phone, on the computer. Mm-hmm. I explain everything and I explain every type of strategy that we can use to become the number one when it gets in terms of any kind of a bidding war.
Okay.
I feel as though it's not really fair to them when they find a house they're excited about and then you got to sit with me and explain all this stuff. It's like deer in headlights.
Yeah.
And I think doing that up front gives me a benefit that they're in it to win it with me. So that's a great tip that I give to everybody.
Well, you know, I think becoming, you know, the trusted advisor over the gatekeeper of the information is always something that I always like to analyze. And I know that, you know, if you do have that information, it's powerful.
Oh,
and there's so much information out there. So you really sift through that, but explain it to your buyers very well.
Yep. You really have to. I mean, they have to know exactly what they're getting into and why you're asking for earnest money to be hard after the inspection and all the weird stuff that their parents said, no, we didn't do that back then.
Yes.
And you shouldn't be listening to your agent to do that now.
Right. He's just trying to make a commission.
He's just, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important that we educate people like right up front. I mean, take them out once, show them the ropes. But then the next conversation is, hey, when can we meet for about three and a half hours and review all these documents up front?
Well,
because we need to know them now, not when it's time to write on them.
Right, in the heat of that battle. So
exactly.
That's pretty interesting. So you had mentioned with Betty Armbrusten, she taught me, and that's how I got in the real estate business is through her classes. So that was exciting, you know, and that continues today. But tell me a little bit about saying you wanted to be with RE/MAX. Tell me why.
So branding is big for me.
Okay.
And to be number one matters. And I remember when I joined RE/MAX at the office before this office.
Okay.
And I got my binder from the former company that I was with. Mm-hmm. It was just a black binder with an embossed logo of Remax on it. Mm-hmm. And I was walking around my condominium complex, and I had just come back from the interview and joined.
Okay.
And somebody in the building said, "Oh, you're with the big boys now." Okay. And that's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Right.
So branding is important, and name recognition is really important. Mm-hmm. And I think that you really need to develop that and stick with it. I knew I wanted to work for Remax 10 years before I got into real estate, uh-huh. and I wanted to be with a great office, and now I'm with the number one office in the country.
Well, I think that the benefit of an office like ours is communication and working together, mm-hmm. and I think that's really something that I'd like to, you know, kind of have you expand on. How in your business do you help with? Because many of your friends are here. Tell me about how you work together with us.
Well, I think it's important to really get involved with people in the office, have good friendships in the office. I learned at a seminar about, 10 years ago, I guess it was. It's like take your five best friends, add up their total incomes, divide by five, and that's your income.
Wow.
And it's pretty true.
Okay.
So if you start surrounding yourself with more powerful people that may be wealthier, mm-hmm. have a say, and then you start generating some more, wealth and prosperity for yourself as well.
Right.
So that's one reason why I'm here, yeah. because I've really had a growth potential from joining the office here.
Great.
In a great way. In a huge, like I say, this year will be my best year in real estate.
Well, I will tell you, having Barry Miller and kind of getting to know, this is the next gen of communication that we have to do. And so we built the radio station specifically to be more in touch with our consumers. And I think that's something that, you really have a value that you really have that's important. And I really appreciate that for you with the education that you get, because so many times that I see in the real estate business is that real estate agents try to have a Superman cape on, and they try to make all the decisions for their buyers. I'm not going to mm-hmm. let my buyer do this, or not going to do that. But for you to give that kind of detail to your clients really gives them a leg up so that they can make the decisions. I've never even heard an inkling of a complaint since you've been here, and it's really pretty awesome because you're always on the cutting edge of being positive and giving that information for people. So, mm-hmm. Is that's something that maybe was instilled by your family, but, I think that's really an awesome trait. Tell me a little bit about it.
Betty told me to make sure disclose, and you won't get into trouble.
Yes.
I mean, the way she taught was always like, stay out of trouble, be diligent, be a good agent,
yeah.
explain things to people as best as you can. And that's why I'm successful today. I go back to those principles that she taught me,
yeah.
Over the year that I was with her in school and then eventually working for her.
Right. That's pretty neat. So if someone was going to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
In terms of like
phone number,
give my website, phone number out right now.
Exactly.
I would be happy to do
okay,
that,
great.
Jim. Dennis Bodewig at Remax Masters Millennium, 303-596-7781.
Well, this has been fantastic. Dennis is a great guy, and if you really want that professional service that gets the communication right off the shelf, right in the beginning, you want to give Dennis a call. And thank you very much for listening today. We're really excited about Dennis, but also the future of Remax Masters Millennium. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.